The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember when our kids were really little and they would beg for stories at bedtime. And once in a while we would forget to tell a babysitter what the bedtime routine was. And the kids would say, "Well, you need to tell us a tuck me in story." The babysitter would be like, "What is a tuck-me-in story?" "Well, it's a tuck-me-in story." And well, what a tuck-me-in story is when you get tucked in and you get a kiss on your forehead, somebody's got to read you a book and place you inside a story that makes you feel safe. Makes you feel like you belong. Makes you feel like you can drift off to sleep and everything's going to be okay. And night is here. Now for our kids, I don't know what your favorite tuck-me-in stories were, but I know we used to like Goodnight Moon. I remember there's one, time for sleep or something. Time for bed, little mouse, darkness is falling all over the house. Remember that? Those stories that were part of the routine, part of, this is where I belong. I can go to sleep now. I'm safe. I'm loved. Everything's good. Do you remember the last time you were tucked into a story? As we get older, we tuck ourselves into stories. I know we've got some avid readers in the congregation. I remember tucking myself into a story in a treehouse once. It was summertime, and we had this beautiful apple tree with perfect forks for climbing. And I'd climb up in that tree and read books. And one summer, it was Robinson Crusoe. It was so cool because our garden was ripening up, so I could go out and grab some peas or pull up a few carrots and I could get a drink from the garden hose, and I was just tucked into that story. Of course, once the book ended, I was no longer tucked into it, and that's the problem so often with the stories of the world. They usually end. But we're here today to celebrate the story that tucks us in, that has no end. We just heard about it in the gospel. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Isn't that a great tucking in story? But it's not a story. It's our story. This one's real. Every time we celebrate a baptism, we're celebrating that a new child of God gets tucked into the story of God's salvation, God's very real story that will never end. And when we come together, we continue to tell those stories. We tell them for the younger generations because they don't know all the story yet. And we tell them for ourselves and for our elders to remind ourselves of the stories. It doesn't matter how often we've heard the story, just like it doesn't matter for a child how often you've read that same book. It's what that story does to us when we get tucked into it that matters. And so we tell each other the stories about our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, Adam and Eve. It's a family story. They were the first people God ever made, and if you were to trace back genetically, you would probably find that we are somehow related. Same thing with great-great-great-great-great-grandpa Noah and his wife who never had a name. See, there was a great flood and all the rest of our relatives got washed away. But Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives, these two are related to us. And God made Noah's family some promises like, no matter how bad the world got, God wasn't going to flood it out just to clean it up again. God would find other ways to make things right. We remember those things. When we have a week when the world is throwing stories at us, left and right, and we find ourselves glued to the television, we hear about bombings and shootings and explosions and natural disasters, and we wonder, dear Lord, what is going on? Those are just side stories to God's central story. Tragedy and misfortune and natural disasters have always been part of the world's story. What we come back to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday for, and we go back to the Bible for our regular devotions, we have prayer groups to remind ourselves that we are tucked into a bigger story. A story that doesn't end with violence. A story that ends, but has no end. As Annie read from Revelation just a little while ago. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their face before the throne and worshiped God, singing, Amen! Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. And this story doesn't end. See, this part of the story is at the end of our book. But this story goes on forever and ever and ever. Why? Well, we had a crazy uncle once, great, 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 great uncle. Yeah, his name was John the Baptist. And he did some weird things. He wore animal skins and ate bugs and wandered around the wilderness shouting, Repent, repent, the kingdom is near. Repent, be baptized. Prepare the way in your heart for Jesus. And you know what? It turned out he wasn't so crazy after all. Because his message was right on. His whole job in life was to point to Jesus. Point to Jesus. who is the central character of our story, the heartbeat of all of the themes. In this story that we are tucked into, being tucked into the story is not the same as listening to the story, not the same as being educated about the story, not even the same as being able to answer all the right questions about the story. It is about literally being tucked into the story. There are scripture references that talk about God dwelling with humans. That word dwelling means that God is as close as the folds in our pleats. See, we are not only tucked into God's story, but God is tucked into ours. Tucked in is believing the story is real. And then living accordingly. Lots of people go to church or send their kids to Sunday school without ever really knowing the joy of being tucked into the story. Let yourself be tucked in. Whatever is pure and honorable and good and just, think on these things. Because these are of God. When we see violence, renounce it. When we feel violence, renounce it. Because Jesus, our brother, our friend, our companion, our eternal Savior, Jesus who called sinners to eat with him, Jesus who called Zacchaeus out of a tree, Jesus who is where the story gets almost unbelievable. But believe it, we must. Jesus says he is our good shepherd. Jesus, who says, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. You're not going to get that story from CNN or Reuters or BBC or Fox or CNBC or even WGIL or Galesburg Register Mail. This story is unique. The story above all stories, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. I am your good shepherd. This is our story. At night, it should bring you comfort and rest, sweet dreams, and a sense of safety. In the morning, it should fill you and wake you with energy to live the story vividly. And at the end of all your days, may they be long or short, may this story tuck you safely into the eternal arms of the one who calls himself Good Shepherd, the one who will continue to speak his sweet story into our hearts forever. I have called you by name. You are mine. I have written your name into my story. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I am your good shepherd. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds tucked into that good news of Christ our Savior. Amen.